Welcome to the Movie Bench Quarterbacking Podcast. This podcast features geeks brought together by fate to discuss movies and all things geek culture. Enjoy the show.
Jay, what do you want to talk about first?
I'm open, so whatever you guys are kind of feeling, then I could ride with that. I think I've seen everything just about.
Yeah, I think I did too, finally. So I saw the menu.
I saw that. We saw Avatar.
Yeah, we all saw Avatar. So we'll talk about that.
Megan. Avatar, Megan.
Megan, yeah. So Avatar, Megan.
Right, I love fucking Megan. That was
great. Yeah, me too.
I love Megan. Megan was that great. Was something. That was something.
Yeah. Okay. It really was.
Okay.
So it already got greenlit for the sequel.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it. I knew it was going to be number two, the Avatar. It would have been number one if Avatar wasn't out. It would have been number one.
Megan, Avatar, and what was the other one?
The Menu.
I didn't watch The Menu, so y'all can do that.
Oh, I thought you watched it. Okay.
Nah.
Is that a movie that you even were thinking about watching?
Did or you put just it on the playlist?
No. One thing I am watching to know that y'all might find interesting, I don't know, but I'm binging this Legend of Vox Machina.
The anime?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
It's animation.
It's crazy.
And it's really good. Like, it's binge-worthy. Like, you know, got all these different type of...
The archetypes of D&D characters and stuff. It's very wild, but let's, when you're done with it, let's review it.
You watched it already?
I started it. I'm almost done. I started it. That thing is crazy. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm almost, yeah.
Have you guys seen Plane? Gerard Butler. He's a pilot, and Coulter from Luke Cage, he's in it. It's an inmate that's traveling, and their plane crashes on this island.
I saw the trailer for it.
It's hella good.
This is the movies?
Yes, it just came out. It's hella good.
Oh, hell no. I didn't even see no trailer for that.
Don't watch it. Trust me, it's a great movie. You will love it.
All right.
All right, I'm Jay. I'm back again for another one. And tonight I have with me...
Wayne the Q.
And I have...
Captain Keith.
What up, fellas?
What's good, hey. Brother? Good to hear y'all, man.
Yeah, you too. It's good to be back.
Right on.
The new year's first podcast in the new year. Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
Yep. It's a new year. We made it through another year. Thank goodness.
I know, man. That last year was kind of rough, bro. It was a little rough. Yeah. Rough for me, man.
Yeah. It was definitely a different one. I will say the movies were better.
Yeah.
than the previous year. So I will say that. Yeah. A lot of different kind of movies, which was kind of cool. And it's funny how usually we expect the spectacle movies to be the big movies that we love and really dig, but I think it was a lot of underdogs that we wasn't really expecting that really came through.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Violent Night.
Yes.
All right, so what can we say about Violent Night? A group of mercenaries attack an estate, a wealthy family, and Santa Claus must step in to save the day and Christmas. This stars David Harbour and John Leguizamo. He's in it as well, and a cast of other folks. So,
with D'Angelo, surprisingly.
Yeah. So, what did you guys think of this movie?
Go ahead, Q, you first.
Man, I loved it. And yes, folks, David Harbour from Stranger Things. Yeah, this was a great film. I mean, he plays a burnt out Santa Claus. I mean, you never really see a movie about Santa Claus just going through it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I don't want to do this shit no more. I mean, you see him at the bar drinking. I liked it. It was cool. I mean, because it was dark, violent, but there was some comedy to it. Because the first like dark Christmas film I ever saw was the Silent Night series. You know, was it Silent Night or was it Deadly Night? I can't remember. But where Santa Claus was killing people. He was a serial killer.
Oh.
Silent Night Part 1 and 2, I think. It was movies. But this one was different. It was when I saw the trailer, I knew I was going to like it. But I didn't realize how much I was going to. I guess the only thing that surprised me was how violent it was. I mean, it was really gruesome. At times, I was like, okay. I rocked with it, but I was... Yeah, that was not for the kids. That was definitely for the adults. But it was cool. It hit all the moments. I enjoyed it. I'd love to see a sequel. If they could do one, I don't know. But it was good. I definitely want to own that film. I liked it a lot. David Harbour was great as Santa Claus. Beverly D'Angelo was great as the the just the corrupt and insensitive matriarch billionaire lady. Mm-hmm. And John Leguizamo was a great bad guy. He just didn't care. Now, now, and Wayne will laugh when I say this. Now, I was a little upset when the brother got killed.
Wait, which one?
He was at the front at the booth.
The pretty guy.
He's a guard gate guy.
Yeah, nicest guy, shot in the head. But I mean, they didn't really discriminate. They killed everybody. There were two black men, the guy at the front gate, and then a mercenary. But I think he survived because I didn't see him get killed. So, but I mean, yeah, there was no, yeah, he they killed everybody they could. They didn't care. Although I thought it was interesting that there was a scene where a woman was supposed to get killed by Santa, and they didn't show that. They just implied it. But all the other men, they showed all that stuff. I thought that was interesting. But there was different elements too, like I said, with the comedy, like with the, you know, there was a Home Alone aspect to it and parts of that I didn't think was they were gonna do, but it was cute how they did it. Yeah, it was, yeah, it's a good film. But like I said, I want that on Blu-ray. You know, and I think it's funny because right now I think there's that Tim Allen, the Santa Clauses, mm-hmm. that I didn't even bother to watch. I watched all those other films that they were cute. I didn't even bother to see that one, but I was all about Violent Night.
Right on. Right on.
So yeah, I loved it.
All right. So what says you, Wayne, the Q?
I thought it was really good. It was really entertaining. I love John Leguizamo's character. You know, it's good to see him on screen. You know, I mean, we just don't get to really see him that often. But you know, I love the idea of this Santa Claus and giving him like a backstory. This kind of Viking Norse. Yeah. Like thing backstory, yeah. Just different. Mm-hmm. I love he had to work with this young person, this little person, you know. And also I loved like this whole like, you know, he found his like motivation again.
Yeah.
That was one of those things that I really did like. You know, his missus was, you know, my motivation, and the little girl, like, you know, believing in him, motivation. Yeah, I thought it was great. I loved the violence. I thought it was great.
Like, me too.
Type of deal. I thought it was just great. I loved it. One of the things that I thought was funny, though, I know it all kind of like honed in around this money, you know, and trying to steal this money, but they like burned the money at the end. I was just like, oh my goodness, this is bullshit. All this happened over the money, and nobody even got the money. So, you know, I thought that was too funny. But I really enjoyed it. It is a great film. You know, just I thought it was a great family film. You know, to take the family.
It's gruesome, Wayne. It's gruesome.
Family, what age you talking to family?
I know, bro, because that's gruesome, bro. It's gruesome.
Like older, I guess the older, like teenagers.
Okay.
You know, you could take your son, even if he's like in that 10-year-old range.
I'm not that cool.
The way he killed John Leguizamo, bro. Ooh.
What grade was that? I think I was in like the fourth or fifth grades. So I think you round like 10, 11 in that age range, I guess, around there. But my dad took me to see Cole with Cameron Sorbo. He took me to see, you know, some other movies that were, you know, like the Steven Seagal movies and John
Van Damme.
Yeah, he took me to see all of them. But, you know, of course, it's not like it is today where it's violence all everywhere.
Because so martial arts violence is different than getting stabbed in the eye with candy canes and stuff like that. It's a little.
Yeah. but I'm saying that the violence level is going up, just period. Like, so, you know, I don't know. I thought it was good. I think it's something that you go take your son or whatever, or your older teenager. It's entertaining too. Like, you know, it's not, I don't know. When I was a kid, I would have went to see that and wouldn't think, oh, let me go stab somebody with a candy cane. No.
Oh, not because they're going to repeat it, but I'm just saying it's just crazy. It's a crazy violent, but I hear you.
Like for me, I'd be like, whoa, like what, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, no, I thought it was great. I loved it. I could definitely watch it again. It was cool. It was a good movie. Well worth it. If they do a sequel, it'd be great. I'd love to see that too. Great film.
Okay. I thought it was fun, but I didn't necessarily love it. And I think my issue was just the tone of it, because I thought it was probably going to be more serious, and everybody was kind of like characters, and it's fine. But like I said, I just kept thinking it was going to be a little bit more serious. So even with the stuff with the Home Alone stuff, even though I thought, oh man, I hope they don't do the Home Alone stuff, and they did it, I did like what they did. But I did think everybody acted like characters, though, instead of like a more grounded film. And so David Harbour, he continues just to do different things. And every time I see him, I never get tired of him. And he always brings something new to a character. So I do like him. And I do like John Leguizamo, who this is kind of like his renaissance of coming back with all these cool movies like The Menu and stuff like that, and being in the John Wick films and stuff. So he always kind of come through. I thought it was interesting, the father and the wife that was kind of like going through a separation or something like that. They were going through something. Like, I didn't believe them to be necessarily a couple or anything. Like I said, everybody seemed like they were like they were definitely in a different kind of world to me. It didn't feel grounded. And then that's fine. But when I kept thinking it was going to be more serious, then it would be kind of silly. But it kind of needed to be to offset the violence and stuff. And so... Right. You know, just kind of sitting back and watching it was just like a lot of action. I like you said, the backstory for their interpretation of Santa Claus and stuff. But I think what kind of threw me off with this movie is the fact that I seen, like, in 2020, I saw this movie called Fat Man, and they had Mel Gibson when he played Santa Claus, and he was down and out, and he was drinking, and he was thinking about giving up Christmas because he was kind of tired of all that stuff. And so this kid that was going to assassinate Santa, and the reason why he's going to assassinate Santa is because he didn't get a gift because he was a bad kid. And so that was more grounded. And so to me, all the stuff I kind of saw in this one, I saw not too long ago in Fat Man. And even though Mel Gibson was a hot mess, I have to admit that was a good movie, and I kind of like that take on it better. Not to say this one wasn't good too, but I'm just saying I kind of think I dug the more grounded feeling of Fat Man.
That was a good film. I forgot about that.
Than I did this one. But it reminded me of the same kind of film. And I think the reason why they probably kept it kind of more fun and more light with the characters on this one is because it would have been too much like the Fat Man. I don't think I really disagree with you, Wayne. It's like, I wouldn't take a kid to see this. It's rated R, and it's hard R for a reason. And it's funny because at first I was kind of thinking like, this isn't too bad. But when it stepped up with the action and violence, it stepped up.
Yeah, man.
It came in hot. It, like I said, it took its time. I'm thinking like, okay, this is kind of fun. And then, like you said, when the black guy at the gate got killed, I'm like, after that, it kind of was on from then on. And then it was just like very creative, very fun, but you know.
I feel like my dad would have taken me, because I was a mature 10, 11 year old. Like, I'm not going to run around actually doing this stuff, but.
No. Yeah, of course not.
Like, seeing, like he took me to, like, The Matrix, and I'd imagine he would have probably taken me to see a John Wick 2, but because, you know, I'm not one of those kids that's going to actually go do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
right. Like The Matrix, I would show a kid The Matrix. I wouldn't mind about that. John Wick, no. For me, like, you know, 6 year old, I wouldn't do that.
It's too much violence. I mean, but this movie was great, but it got to be really gruesome at times. I mean, surprisingly, even towards the end.
Really?
I mean, dude, when he killed John Leguizamo, that was really gruesome. That was, I mean, this film, you're right, Jay. It's a hard R, rated R, but it could have been NC-17 from the violence. I mean, and only because it was about Santa. If it wasn't about Santa, maybe we're like, oh, okay.
And I guess that's the thing too, because you know, if you talk, if at a certain age, say even slightly under the age of 10, they might still be thinking Santa's for real. And so if they walked into, imagine that, a kid that believes in Santa going to go see that.
But they never. Santa wasn't real. We just said Santa.
No. I know. No, I'm just saying that interpretation of Santa. That's just kind of like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but
because I guess really they are saying that Santa is real because they're showing him and he's really a badass.
He's a real badass,
right?
Oh yeah, he was.
And he's gonna, if you're in one of those situations, he's going to save you. Like,
but what was cool too, Wayne and Jay, was that list, the good list and the naughty list, and how it kept changing.
Yeah.
And then when John Leguizamo saw the naughty list, saw he was on it and saw the breakdown of who he was. Mm-hmm. That was a powerful moment because it is real.
That was one of those issues I had too. I was like, I mean, in the realistic piece, like even if I was doing some like nefarious stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know, okay, I'm like this bad guy or whatever, and I see this list, and then this guy who was claiming to be Superman, I mean, claiming to be Santa Claus, then kind of evaded some real natural born killers and actually killed them too, mm-hmm. and then somehow knows, again, the dude's real name. Remember, because they never, yeah. that's never discuss real names. Yeah. So how would he know your real name? How would he know about each one of their like childhood things?
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool.
I had to take a step back. Okay, that might be the real deal. Like,
yeah, yeah,
you know, I don't know.
But his character was so angry, he couldn't see it until that very moment towards the end.
Yeah.
And that's when he got even more of a hard on. I'm gonna destroy Christmas. I'm like, damn, homeboy's wild.
But like I said, that's how all the characters were kind of acting. They acted like characters, and it tripped me out because, like I said, but I understand probably why they went that direction. It didn't take. It was just interesting.
Such and such was the Scrooge. John Leguizamo was like the Scrooge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 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 with the gun. And like I said, I couldn't really be mad because they killed everybody they could. They didn't care, man. They were just shooting everybody. Just like, calm down. it was a trip. So, I mean, yeah, definitely the delightful surprise. I wish the film would have did better. I mean, I guess the film did okay. I mean, I don't know how it did, but.
But I will say it was a fun holiday watch. I'll give it that for sure.
Like I said, I definitely want to buy it on Blu-ray. I want that on Blu-ray. And you're right, David Harbour's great. He was great. Yeah. And John Leguizamo, yeah, he's definitely on the come up because, you know, he's in The Menu, he's in this, he's getting his acting game back on, which is cool. Like I said, Beverly D'Angelo, who played the matriarch, you know, mm-hmm. the little girl's grandmother, we hadn't seen her in years. I mean, she looked a lot different, but she was funny. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the couple, like the little girl's mom and dad,
like I said,
didn't really have any chemistry. And I'm like, why'd you pick that guy?
I thought the guy was going to turn out to be gay or something, to be honest, because it almost didn't match. I'm like, you had that kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he did his part, but it just,
to me, that stood out so crazy. I'm like,
Nothing about that looked believable. The daughter looked like she could be her daughter, but him as her father, he was just like.
I knew once he had her read that envelope, the mom, uh-huh. and then when it hit me when, you know, that was one of the deals that she was supposed to go see Santa Claus the day before, but didn't get to go.
Yeah.
And there was a reason for, like, the dad had something to do, but it was about the business. You know, I was like, oh, he stole the money. And then like 10, 15 minutes gotcha. Later.
Yeah.
That was a good twist.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And I thought it was kind of interesting how, even though it was so messed up, the mom almost respected him because of it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, her daughter was a mess, though, and her boyfriend was a clown. Yeah, all that was interesting.
Yeah,
and you saw the bonus scene in the credits with the grandson with the selfie with the dead guy on the ground.
Yeah, talking about stop. Funny. Yeah, like stop the violence.
Santa's real. This is what happens when you don't believe. That was funny. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. It was entertaining. Like I said, it was entertaining. Yeah.
Right on.
All right. So that was our open discussion about the movie Violent Night.
Hey, it's Jay. Be sure to check out past and future episodes of this show available now on all streaming platforms. If you'd like to hear more from us, please check out my other podcast entitled Jay's Other Podcast, along with Captain Keith's other podcast entitled Clef Signs, spelled K-L-E-F-S-I-G-N-S, which are both now available on all streaming platforms.